It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Now, Rick Bruce and Lee Cohen. These are a couple of guys that don't even know the meaning of play dead.
Really, man, come on.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, in this segment, we don't have a guest. You are the guest because we're talking about the 29th anniversary celebration going on this weekend at Pruce Pets. What an accomplishment, surviving 29 years. Can you explain to me how the journey began for you?
Well, sure. The journey is kind of definitely long. Started when I was 5 years old. You know, I can't speak to what my thoughts of my mother was when she was growing up. She was without pets, I know. You know, it wasn't allowed in her family. And so when, as she got older and in our ever-sprawling large family, the inspirational idea of starting a pet store, or her first inspiration was a fish store. I think she had some ideas of, you know, the hobby, you know, as a hobbyist, but she also had some ideas of family and kind of bringing those two together. And yeah, she was a very, very intelligent woman and very ambitious, but also very maternal. And so she kind of turned it in towards the hobby. She saw one tank with these large clown loaches moving back and forth almost majestically.
Mm-hmm.
And she was immediately in love with fish. And so that's what she connected with. As the years went by, as a young child, she started breeding angelfish and such. We were in a community that was in the middle of nowhere. It's called Troutville, Pennsylvania.
Appropriate
right,
for a fish store.
Right. And my mother at that time, you just started coming up with different varieties of angelfish, and she came up with gold angels when nobody else could really breed gold angels. So we were in the middle of this more or less Amish community. We weren't Amish, but it was that hotbed of Amish, and so it was very rural.
Oh, you could pass for Amish.
I could probably pass. I'd have to trim off the mustache or something.
Yeah, but you could pass.
Yeah,
but still, the marketing idea of having a fish store in Troutville. I guess the ideas just started at an early age about a market effectively.
I don't know. There is the most amount of retail action besides our store was one general store. Other than that, it was churches and houses and things like that. So,
well, when you came to Lansing and you started your store, I want to say that it started where out in, was it in Hazlitt that the store
right.
originally
right.
started?
So when we got, you know, we ran a full-line pet store in a community down in Pennsylvania through the 70s in Cambridge Springs, Pennsylvania, another relatively small community, but it was a really big store. It's called Noah's Ark.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of groomed our abilities, or at least she groomed her abilities, and I was kind of the son of that. And then she became the manager of Noah's Ark. And Noah's Ark was a store in East Lansing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of parted ways and opened our first store in this community in 1982 called Pruce Animal House.
Right.
Now it's called Pruce Pets, but pretty much the same exact store.
Mm-hmm.
And very shortly on, I met my wife, and we became, you know, that next generation of the Pruce family that could actually rally around the spirit.
Right.
And that spirit, I think, is what we really need to talk about. What is the spirit of Pruce Pets, and why is it that we've been successful? Why was it that my mother was into it? What is it that she showed us? And then from there, what is it that we hope to show the next generation of pet keepers, whether it's within the family or outside the family?
Right. And because of your early affiliation with fish, obviously one thing I've learned about you is that seems to be the area of the store where
sure.
you seem to have really just a tremendous amount of passion. Does it go all the way back to that early store? Is that where you really developed that love? Because candidly, you have the most exquisite fish that I've ever seen been a pet store in my life. And I've, as you well know, because I was one of your customers in the 80s, I've had regular freshwater fish tanks. I've had saltwater fish tanks. And bottom line is, you have always had a passion in that area. Where does that come from?
Well, I would have to say that one thing that's interesting about this business and what makes us successful isn't our passion for the animal, although we have it, okay? It's our passion for people. Right. And all that sounds, sometimes I don't think people really get that when I say that. It literally takes an absolute commitment to understanding where people's needs are, where their emotions are, what a pet has to bring to that, what a pet doesn't have to bring to that. And then try to make that very relationship work. My wife does it very, very well in the bird department.
No doubt about it.
And she is a much more nurturing soul than I am. When I went to school, my passion, I loved organic chemistry. Mm-hmm. I loved economics. I loved kind of more, I loved zoology and the biology and the science of it. And so I was a natural fit to communicate those important features with respect to fish aquariums to people.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to take concepts I learned in science and somehow miraculously, eventually mesmerize, but at least entertain individuals that wanted to get into the hobby such that they at least heard the concepts of like the ammonium nitrite cycle and whatnot, but now I've spent a whole lot more of my life trying to convey those in such a way that they get it, they understand it. My wife's the same situation, but right. she has an intelligence associated with human behavior and emotion and nurturing that I couldn't even pretend to have. And when somebody comes in and they want a bird, it takes a different character, a different person to bring them down. I couldn't journey with the customer like I can in the aquarium business.
Right.
In the aquarium business, I can journey. It's not that I'm insensitive or desensitized. It's just that the topics and the concepts and the criteria that it takes to be a successful fish person is something that I can really get into and relate with.
Right.
You know? And when we look at Michael in the reptile room,
same thing.
He has a certain character that matches up. So part of the gift that we've had is not necessarily in the animals themselves, but in the actual ability for those characters that lead the store. Steve would be a perfect example as well. And in the saltwater business,
absolutely
every
correct.
One of those individuals rank and file all the way up. And I wouldn't want to leave very important characters out, but each one of them, Michael, Jason, Kelsey, Holly, all these managers and Shelby and Whitney and whatnot. Right. All of these guys, they just fit. They're a glove. There's like both hands, and we all tend to work together to really be that magical solution to somebody walking in. And I get it. Yeah, I wanted to mention, what is it? What is the element? It's basically when customers come in, they literally need to have a successful experience. That's their goal. They don't come into our pet store to merchandise or, buy merchandise.
Right.
They don't come into our store to learn anything about an animal. They come in to have a successful pet relationship, and they are just looking at our store as a vehicle to pull that off. Our goal and our beauty is that we actually understand the animals, their needs, how it fits in, how it doesn't fit in, what information needs to be brought to their attention, whether they want to hear it or not,
right.
Because animals perish. And the person that walked in that don't want to hear it, they still don't want to go home and lose that animal.
No.
They still don't want to do anything wrong to that animal. They just don't necessarily always, in a large percentage, they do, but in a small percentage, they don't get it or they haven't figured that out yet. And so our game, whether it's my wife's, whether it's Jason's, whether it's Michael's, you name them,
right.
Whether it's rank and file, every employee that's in that store, our goal is to try to make sure that our employees are connecting with them in such a way that they're willing to kind of journey with us. That if they're in the driver's seat, right? They're the customer. They're moving forward.
Right.
They don't realize what exits are in front from this highway to success.
Right.
And we need to just do our best as people not just salespersons, but people to just be sitting in that chair with them, on the passenger side with them. And we have to do it in such a way that they don't want to throw us out,
right?
Or they don't, or we don't want to come off as somebody that's honking the horn behind them. We have to do everything we can do just so that that person walking in feels like this is the right place to come.
Right.
And I heard that just yesterday. A customer comes in and says, you know, actually, it was a person I was interviewing in the interview process. He says, it's just, you get that when you come in. You feel that when you come in. And we don't do that every time. We don't get that every time. But that's our goal. That's the journey we're on. I call it the nearly impossible journey.
Right.
My daughter's probably laughing as she hears this,
right?
Because she's heard it about 1,000 times. But it is so hard because it is rather demanding. You know, you're asking to kind of engage in the human spirit.
Right.
That's a lot harder chore than the business and dollars and cents and balancing budgets and that kind of stuff.
Well, that's where you really do get extraordinary because, again, I used to relate to people that I would go into your store in the 80s and I'd look around and I would find a fish that I thought looked really cool and fit my budget. So I was going to add that fish to my tank and I was never allowed to come in and just buy a fish. I had to learn how to care for a fish, and that's something that always took place, and I never forgot. And 20 years later, when we met up again, instantly, I noticed that you guys were still doing that same thing, but now on steroids, because bottom line is, your business is so much bigger than it was back in the 80s. It's a dramatically bigger enterprise, but I can honestly say it has become one of the hallmarks of the Lansing area, one of the very unique attractions that this town has to offer. And that's a heck of an accomplishment to have something like that.
Well, and thank you. It has been a long journey, and there's been a lot of very important people involved. At first, you know, it was our extended family, from my mother, my father, my brother, my wife, my daughter, those type of things. And that whole journey,
right?
That first stage, that first element, my sister, you know, that was essential to where we're at today. But we had to go from that, you know, to something that's a much more, I hate to say the word global concept, but the concept is no matter who the family members are and no matter who the staff member are, we really are paid for and brought to the public by every individual that walks in that store. And that's the critical difference. That's the community that we serve. And those are the individuals that have, you know, kept my mother and father alive and with house and shelter, my wife and daughter and I with shelter, food on the table, and all those types of things. We owe that to the credit of not only our hard work, which has been commendable at best, at least, okay, because it's been a very big struggle. That could be a whole show on just the struggles making this happen.
Well, you know? We don't want to hear the struggle because, candidly, a lot of people know about that. But, frankly, what you have accomplished is amazing between the birthday parties, the classroom, the commercial fish tanks and businesses. It really is amazing. So it's congratulations on behalf of all of our listeners, because the radio show is just another part of the continuing journey of Pruce Pets. So we've been talking in this segment with my co-host, Rick Pruce, from Pruce Pets in Old Town, celebrating their 29 years in business, their anniversary this weekend, Friday through Sunday, with some amazing deals. So that's been a great conversation. And Rick, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation, but we're going to shift over to the concept of bunny rabbits and Easter, right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320 WILS.com. So,